Hello, ladies. So today I want to really touch on the story, your story, from the past, and how we are pulling that story into our future and holding on to an old belief from that place, which is really affecting you because it's turning into a belief that you can never have it. You can't have it because you are already a certain person, because you have already had this stuff happen to you. Okay, so let's say the first five chapters, something that's happened, a toxic relationship, a traumatic event, things that you have grown up with that have made you believe that you can't have what you want. Once you have created that belief, you're not going to get it, are you? And we need to get really, really real with this. We need to ask ourselves, am I still telling myself the same story? Am I still living in book one? Are you? Are you still living in book one? See, the thing is, I could turn this, well, I could use this example, and I always use this example because it's something that I've really struggled with in my own past, feeling not good enough because I might feel that I'm overweight, okay? And the negative thoughts around how I feel about my body, the clothes that I wear, and telling myself that I'm not good enough because I'm too big. I'm too big to go on camera and do a video on YouTube. Like, seriously, has held me back for so many years. And that was a comfortable place. That story became very, very familiar. I had told myself the same story over and over and over again, that it became familiar and comfortable. That's just how it is. That's just who I am. That's just how it is for me. I'm not good enough to go and do that. I don't look right. All of those things that we tell ourselves. So, what story is it that you are holding on to, that you have told yourself again, again, and again? Now, this is more than a belief. This is not just a limiting belief. This is a story about your life, what you've been through. Because you've been through this, this means that you cannot X, Y, and Z. Because of these events and because of how things have played out for you, you can't have X, Y, and Z. The moment we decide to just drop that book, all of a sudden you have blank pages in front of you. And it is our responsibility to fill those new pages up with something new. In my own past, I have experienced feeling like a failure because of relationships, toxic relationships, bad experiences, ending up as a single mother, feeling like this was it for me. This is all I could ever earn because this is the only amount of time that I have because I have responsibilities and I'm on my own. At the same time, I lost my mother to cancer. She was very, very young. It was very, very sad. Again, compacted on the fact that I believed I was on my own. This is it for me. This is all I have. This is all I can give. Because of my experiences. You can write out your experiences in a timeline. It is a very powerful thing to do. Write out the years of the things that have happened that have got you to this point in your life where everything has just stopped. And you don't know what to do from there. And when I wrote everything down, I could see that this story was why I was behaving and showing up in my life every day as this person that I had created and told myself I was. Flip that by deciding that we're going to drop that story. Create a new story. That is actually just a choice. It's as simple as that. Open that blank page, that new chapter. What's it going to be? So excited. Let me know. Let me know in the comments. Let me know what potentially could be in this new chapter for you moving forward. Get excited. Get creative. Drop the old story. Take care. Speak soon.